You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The big story of the day
with Clement Maniatela.
It's 14 minutes after 10 o'clock. So I told you that we'd have Bongani Baloyi, the former mayor of Midvale, in studio with us. He was announced as the new member of Action SA yesterday. Remember, he served two terms as mayor of Midvale. He quit the DA last month after 14 years. He actually became the youngest mayor when he took the reins at Midvale in 2013 and went on to make it one of the most successfully run municipalities in the country. I'm already getting your messages, by the way, on the WhatsApp line, on Twitter as well. I'll ask him some of the questions you have and the comments that you're making. Yeah, what does the future hold for him in Action SA? And why did he decide to leave the Democratic Alliance? He joins us now in studio. How are you doing?
Good morning. Bongani. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Are you still being called Mr. Mayor?
Some people are still calling and upset that I left after they voted for me. So
I would also be upset. I mean,
well, why do you think I'm the mayor?
But did you at least give the people of Midvale like a warning that as you go to vote in this election, just note that I'm not coming back?
I made it clear. I gave a year notice that I will not come back as the mayor of Midvale. I will not stand for the position of mayor of Midvale.
Yeah.
So I made that quite clear to the resident of Midvale. But seemingly, some may have forgotten, or some people don't engage or consume mainstream media as at all.
Yeah.
But I think I want to give a shout out to the residents of Midvale. I mean, I really had a fantastic time leading that community, and we had built a really serious, a good relationship of trust and commitment. And they really assisted me in ways and shapes that I can't even describe. I mean, that community is one where you say, you've got a problem, they don't even ask. They just say, tell us what you need. I mean, they're really ready to get their hands dirty, from the CPFs to the farmers. So I really want to send them my well wishes and thank them for their support.
Oh, that's incredible. And maybe it's that community involvement as well that helped you run Midvale in such a brilliant way. And we'll talk more about your time as the mayor of Midvale and how you're going to be using your experience there to add value to Action SA. When did you decide I'm joining the Green Brigade?
It was in early January. I was busy enjoying my golf program, so I was quite clear that in the first month of December, of this month, January, I want to enjoy a bit of golf as well, and just relax and have fun with some
friends. Early January, you mean this year?
This year. So me and Mr. Mashaba have been having conversations since he started his party.
Yeah.
And I told him that I'm not one to leave in the middle of something. So I would speak to him when I've completed my term, but there's no commitments at this stage. And he accepted that. So along the process, we've had dinners, we've had lunches. He's keeping me abreast of what is happening. That happened. And we also maintain that relationship. So when I left the Democratic Alliance, he was also very shocked. Many people were shocked because I just consulted my family. We were happy with the decision. And then we decided this
what
time.
What was your plan at the time? Join the private sector?
Correct. I mean, I was having some lucrative offers in the private sector.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a young person who succeeded in governance in a relatively small municipality, but has really grown and displayed that one can do it. And now there's a sought-after skill within the public sector, from advisory perspective down to a consultancy perspective as well. And many people are feeling that here's a brand that's fitting with our business aspirations. So one has had very intriguing offers in business. And I was in a very, one of the most enviable positions where you are sitting on your desk and there's a number of offers and you must just decide which is the one that you want.
The party's not kicking you out.
Yes.
You could still stay longer.
Absolutely. I mean, I was having conversations prior, I think around November, October, with Helen Zille and John Steenies in about a path in the DA. What they thought, what are my thoughts about that, etc. So, I mean, I'm still in a very good space.
What is it about politics, though? When you left, you've got these offers from the private sector, but you still chose politics at the end of the day. Why?
It's public service, my brother. Once it bites you, it's difficult for that bug for you to just ignore it. I mean, there's a feeling of fulfillment when you're doing this thing, when you are really in a position where people don't have water. 3 years later, there's a reservoir, there's infrastructure, and they're opening their taps and seeing how much it means to them and seeing the hope people have in you. I mean, it's just something powerful, the amount of fulfillment you get in serving, being of service to your country. So I've always thought of it this way, that I don't want to be 60 and still saying I'm working for a better future. I really want to be enjoying my grandchildren and giving back in different ways to society, not be contesting for positions or fighting for life or death in a position. So I really think that my best years now are years that I must really contribute towards giving something to my country.
Except being in politics also comes with politics.
It does, and that's the nature of it. It's I mean, it's not like a school crash choir. It comes with it. It's serious, it's robust, there's conversations, there's disagreement. I mean, we all believe we've got the best ideas and vision on how to change the country. So it should never be an easy thing. You must prove yourself. You must be able to persuade people, mobilize and galvanize people towards a common vision. And that's the difficulty of politics. So some people employ different strategies to get to that end. It is what it is. That's politics.
So 2024, you are the premier candidate for Action SA?
I am going to throw my hat in.
Yeah.
And others will compete. And I'm very ready to compete with anybody.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
Why do you want to be the premier candidate for Action SA?
I think with what one has done in the municipality, one has acquired the necessary experience, the competence, understanding of the intricacies of how government functions, and my very close proximity that I had with the provincial government to be able to understand its thinking, its behavior, and its challenges. So I really think from an expertise and competence point of view, I'm in a good space there. And secondly, I think it requires someone who's got the necessary experience to be able to deal with these things. Because we're in an environment where You need someone who's been there before, who's proven their competence and ability to be able to deliver. And I think I'm the best person for that.
But the DA wanted you to be there.
Yes.
For Gauteng.
But you see, without getting into a tiff with the DA, my view is that the DA is going to find themselves in difficult grounds. I mean, we've seen the most recent votes that have come out there, and the numbers don't lie. We've got less amount of votes now. Yes, we may have consolidated or call it whatever, but if you compare just apples to apples, the numbers have declined in voting turnout to the DA. And I believe that a better vehicle to get to mobilize everybody else that's not entangled in past things, this one said this one, this leader is doing this one, is the Action SA.
That's interesting, because that's almost similar to what Musi said. And look, I didn't bring you here because I want you to have a tiff with the DA. But I do have questions about why you decided to leave after 14 years.
Yes.
I could argue that, well, Bongani, the Democratic Alliance is still the main opposition party in this country. If you so believe in the vision of this organization, you were going to probably, in fact, most likely going to be their premier candidate for Gauteng. You could have still served the public in the Democratic Alliance. At what point did you decide it's time to walk away?
I decided about 2 years ago that I won't firstly stand as a public representative from the DA, and secondly that I'm going to exit the Democratic Alliance. And I was more persuaded at that time that I actually want to venture into business strongly. I wanted to seriously go into business. And when that moment came and what triggered the announcement, I was really shocked by the amount of engagements that triggered. So that 15 days was really one of the most exciting periods of my life, with the amount of engagement then. You're quite right. I've served the DA for 14 years. I exercised my freedom of association, and equally my freedom of association to disassociate myself with the party as well, in a very respectable and fair manner. And walking away, not trashing anybody. I mean, I've got colleagues there. I've got friends in the Democratic Alliance. They can continue with that vision. I just believe in something else.
You said that you wanted to state that you're joining Action SA is not really out of anger or disappointment, but you've also indicated that the key difference between the DA and Action SA is like the baggage that the DA has. I was reading in the Business Day today that's what you told their reporter. So if Action SA is very clear about its social justice policy, and the DA's social justice policy is an approach to transformation and good, isn't that a disappointment?
No. Remember, in any democratic conversation or debate, you are going to lose. So when the conference happened and the new direction happened, I didn't throw my toys out of the court and whatnot. I continued with serving the people of Midval and ensuring that the commitment I made to them in the oath of office I took was executed till the very last day. So if you look at both entities, many people are reacting differently towards both entities at this point in time.
True.
What Mashaba is experiencing now is not even what the DA experienced in its height between 2011 and 2016. There was a different DA feeling and mood around that time. Many people were drawn to the party. It was really groundbreaking at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And coincidentally, that was started by Helen Zillera between your 2011 and around 2017. So you can compare. And I've been in the DA at that point in time, and I've experienced just one day of Action SA. And I can tell you the excitement and the reception I got is more than what I ever felt in the DA at any particular point in time. And I'm only comparing it to a period which I thought was really the height of DA's ascendance and acceptance in public. So for me, it tells me that this vehicle here, Motehamba Island, there's many limitations to the vehicle, but there's an excitement and an overwhelming sense of confidence placed in this vehicle.
That's so cute. You sound like a lover who's smitten, who is so in love. Like 2 weeks, you're still in the honeymoon phase. Look, I think I've interviewed all of the black DA leaders that left the country since, not the country, but the party, since Helen Zille's return, and also since the election of Jan Steenhuisen, and all of them didn't paint a rosy picture about their time in the party. Herman Mashaba said that he left because there was a right-wing element in the DA. Musi Mamani said he left because the DA is not a vehicle best suited to take forward the vision of building one South Africa for all. Funzi Ngubeni said he was battling to come to terms with the trajectory that the party had taken. John Moody told me he left because the DA was captured and he could no longer defend it in public. Phumzile van Dam 2 weeks ago said it was really difficult to be young and black and female in the DA. Do you consider yourself one of the luckiest black leaders in the DA to not have experienced what these former leaders are talking about?
In politics, you'll experience a difference of views and how people treat you and how you experience different things. There were various battles that one got into the DA insofar as the articulation of policy at a particular time and also the articulation of personal statements that leaders made that were not that were contrary to what the party stood for. And obviously, when you say these things, and if you are someone who's very close to the parliamentary caucus, various legislature caucus, you would catch the wind there, I think, because the people who are saying these things are closest there.
Yeah.
I am a local mayor in a municipality in Midval. I lead my caucus. So I was very insulated away from the outcomes of what would happen in a national caucus in parliament, where you find, and I must tell you that in my experience and observation, the biggest problems in the DA come from the parliamentary caucus. That's where 60% of your problems come there. For various reasons. But what I experienced from being the mayor of Midval, who was 90% dedicated on the municipal responsibility and also servicing my party, is my story. So I won't delegitimize what everyone felt at a particular point in time in the battles that we're pursuing. I'm just saying that I've also engaged in a struggle in the Democratic Alliance. We lost many battles. It got difficult at times, but it's politics. You must have a thick skin for this thing. And I'm nobody's victim. So I've never seen myself as anybody's victim. I contested for space. You lost. You accepted. We moved on. You tried again. You focused on the municipality. Yeah. And maybe what saved me is because I was focused on the municipality and I really wanted to get into the nub of governance and getting delivery right and refining it and improving it and getting much more efficient and delivery on a quicker basis to the community.
I like what you're saying there about you not being anybody's victim. I really like that. You mentioned the new direction that, you know, when the party was taking this new direction. What was that direction for you? John Steenhuisen described it as, I think the last time I interviewed him, he described it as, we realized that we need to get our values right. So the approach was changing. How do you define that direction that you say was new?
You know, if I were to tell the truth, the policies of the party, which were adopted in 2013 under Helen Zille, those policies that were adopted only were changed recently. So what did Musi Maimane change? Very little. In fact, Musi Maimane was trying to articulate from the perspective of his experience as well. Because you must appreciate that when you have a Bongani who joins the DA, who is brought up in Togoza, in Katlehong, who experiences things differently in that community. So I'm going to try and articulate from the perspective of my own upbringing.
He said, if you don't see I'm black, you don't see
Correct.
Me.
But if all you see is that I'm black, you still don't see me. That was a very important a quote that he made, which is very fundamental. And I really think that for him, he also, I think he has to also share with us at some stage and confide in all of us the journey that he took there and really the people that were around him and how it morphed into what it ended up being, because it was those ultimately who started around him and are protecting him were those who put the dagger in his back. So he's got a story to tell us alone about that part, which I think he really must either put in a book or something, because that is a thriller of note that he must still share with us. But from my perspective, and I'm starting with the changing of party policies. Yes. It was a fallacy that the party had drifted from whatever it was, because the policies never changed. Musi Maimane articulated the policies of the party, which only changed recently. So there was this thing created about him, which was much more personal with a few people in the party and also institutions like your Institute of Race Relations, who played a very key role in influencing of party of the DA and some of his leaders as well. So that happened within that, and that's politics. So that happened, but I think when people try and position the DA under Musi Maimane as having strayed from its values, it's not the case. He was raising his voice much higher and adding his experience as a black young man. And we forget that Musi is a black young man who's experienced life as a black young man as well and had to work himself and pull himself by the bootstrap to get himself where he is today. And we mustn't devalue his experience on when he is speaking. And then when you get to a space when I think there were a few people in the DA, some chap in the KZN, who used to say, I mean, if we lose, and they would say this boldly, if we lose 10 white votes and we gain 200 black votes, what's the problem? But then later, the very same people started changing and saying something different, that we can't lose 20 white votes at the expense of however number of black votes. So some of the things you speak about, was it conviction? Was it convenience?
Yeah.
It's some of those things that you go through. But you ultimately, as a politician, you also think, I want to be able to capture the center of the party, to be able to control its direction. That's politics.
Yeah.
You go in there to be the dominant factor and be the center in terms of its thinking and to articulate it and deliver that.
Yeah. We're going to pick up from that after the latest in Eyewitness News headlines. I've got some people sending you lovely well wishes. Some people are sending WhatsApp voice notes because they've got some questions for you. So I'll get to them after the latest in Eyewitness News headlines. I want us to also talk about your brilliant term as the mayor of Midvale and how you think you're going to use that experience possibly to change the province of Gauteng, right? Should he win? Because he says he wants to throw his head in and run for as a premier candidate for ACT-SA and run to be your premier here in Gauteng.
702.
The big story of the day.
It's 24 before 11 o'clock. I'm in conversation with Bongani Baloyi, who is the former member of the DA and the former mayor of Midvale. And I've got your questions coming through, by the way. I'm going to get to them just shortly. Bongani, you were mentioning earlier about Musi Maimane and how he wasn't drifting away from the policies. One of the policies that I've asked many of the DA leaders about when I interviewed them is around the policy around racial classifications. And this was after their policy conference. When you mentioned that there was a new direction and the party was taking this new direction and you were not in agreement with some of their policies, was this one of them, racial classification?
Yes.
And when you raised that, did it not matter because the policy conference had decided we are resolving on these policies as a party?
You also accept democratic outcomes in any democracy. So sometimes one day you'll be in the dominant one and the next day you'll be in the less dominant one, and you must accept that you raise your voice and others who raise their voice at majority, and that's democracy.
When you joined the DA 14 years ago?
Yes.
It was Helen Ziller, right, who was the leader?
Correct.
And it's Helen Ziller now who is back as you are leaving the party. Do you think personally, as your personal view, that there's something that came with her return and the election of John C.N. Hazen as leader of the DA? Is that when this new direction took place?
It was during that phase. And I think the issue with just Helen Ziller is old age.
You think?
the Helen Zille of 2011 and those times and the Helen Zille now is two different Helen Zilles, and I think it's just age.
Or maybe
age.
This is the real Helen Zille.
We could put it that way. Perhaps it is, but I'd like to also think it's got a lot to do with age. You know, old people are very stubborn, extremely stubborn. So it reminds me of Jacob Zuma, even Cyril as well, is getting venturing into the same space as well. Old age is problematic.
Yeah. What did she say when you told her I'm leaving? I'm not coming back.
She felt so bad, man. She was gutted. She was really gutted. I mean, she really, really wanted me to commit to a part in the party.
Yeah.
And they still wanted to retain me, believe I've got a future in the party and I can still contribute. I think she was thoroughly gutted.
And when you raised your reservations about some of the things you've been unhappy about?
It wasn't that type of conversation. It was about moving on to something else, pursuing your
opportunities. Because you had decided, right?
Correct. So for me, the conversation with Mashaba after that was really, for me, I mean, a direction changing conversation.
Yeah. Has Helen Zille spoken to you after the announcement was made yesterday?
No. I spoke to her. Yeah, she sent me a text yesterday. I spoke to her on Sunday evening as well.
What's she saying?
She was wishing me well, man.
How dare you?
No, man. She was really wishing me well. We've got a cordial relationship. Yeah. We don't agree on everything else, but and she's a very skillful politician, man. How many politicians can leave, come back, and then find themselves in the position where they are in? Yeah. And unfortunately, someone like her will always make the person who's the leader of the party at the end of the day insecure unless you're very strong. So good luck to them, my brother.
Yeah. Do you think John Steenhuisen is strong enough to stand his ground against Helen Zille?
Time will tell, and he must show that. It's for him to prove.
So far, would you say he has done that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. He must show South Africans that he's really in control and he's leading. But we must also give him time. These things take time. So, and again, really, he's had his first feedback from the public from this vote. The next one may be more than just a bloody nose.
The next one.
Yeah, I'll be one of those that they're contesting with in the ground. So we'll meet each other in the on the ground, persuading South Africans, and it was going to be rough, my brother.
So you're ready with your blows,
my brother.
They must get ready.
I'm Mark Tyson in his prime.
Wow. So the DA better get ready. Okay, let me go to the calls now. 011-883-0702. Your WhatsApp voice notes are coming through on 0727021702.
Hi, Clement. Please, when Bongani comes in, ask him, why did he leave DA, left DA? Because yesterday when I was listening to the news conference, a conference from DA, he made a statement that... made a statement that he left, there was no fight on his own accord. But I thought they say the devil you know is better than the angel you don't know. Why would you leave your own party that you'd been with for 10 years and come to a new party that you don't know? Please, we would like to know the reason why. I will appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought you... articulated that well in the beginning. Let's get to this other voice note.
Sure, Clement. What a man. Yeah. Bongani baloi. Ubaloi ang amatlin odis, baba. Kutsansa sa togo sa matot. Ubakot ang amatlin odis. Incoming Gauteng Premier. Anyanchela matot. Yeah. Clement, listen, man. I already know that I'm going to vote for Bongani Baloyi should he stand for Gauteng Premier candidates in 2024. So, yeah, just a comment, no question. A potential voter in Gauteng. Peace.
How does it feel to hear that, Bongani? I mean, the thing about you is you are not some leader who has propped it up because, there's a need for the young generation in the mix. You are self-made. You went as the youngest mayor. You changed and transformed Midvale, really. So you've got a track record. You're not saying, select me because I've been in the structures for 20 years or because I'm aligned to this person or that person. You're saying, here's what I have done. And with that track record, here's what I'm able to do. How do you feel when you hear people being inspired by that kind of work and even looking forward to potentially voting for Action SA because you will be working with them?
It's exciting. It's really exciting and heartwarming that people see the hard work that one has been putting in. And beyond that, I really hope that beyond just inspiring people to vote for ourselves and or the Action SA, I really want to inspire many other young people to get involved and be the front. I mean, we often hear the sentiment that young people are the future. I think it's quite frankly something that we must not even support, because young people are the present. So we must ensure that we have young people who are leading these institutions, young people who are competent, capable, and invest in the future. I mean, it's nonsensical that you could have the national executive who are pensioners, who really should be worried about the state of their grandchildren and not dealing with the very complex environment of our country.
Yeah.
So I really think if I want to achieve one thing, is to inspire many more young people to get involved. I mean, in Midval, I really tried in my executive to include about two or three young people, because the issue of continuity is important to give young people the platform, the experience, and the time, which is a disadvantage that is facing young people in leadership. So we really need to break those stigmas and those barriers that prohibit young people from coming into leadership. So I really hope if I can achieve one thing is to inspire young people to get involved.
Hi, Clement. Oh, I'm very, very, very impressed with the guy you're interviewing there. Hey, SA Action SA keeps on having good people with good leadership skills. When I'm listening, I can see that I'm listening to a leader. Wow, that's what we need in this country. Donald from Ivory.
Thank you, Donald.
Hi, Clement. Nani here. Enjoying listening to your interview. It's just so refreshing to hear a politician in this country who truly understands that politics is about service. I wish more of his colleagues could tune in.
Yeah. More questions, someone says. Sam on Twitter says, Clement, please ask Mr. Baloyi his thoughts on coalitions. I mean, if you do somehow succeed in 2024 as a premier candidate for Action SA, that's where you may find yourself.
Absolutely. Coalitions are going to be a fact of reality. If we don't get majority and we are tasked by our people to go and negotiate a government for them and deliver, that's what it must be. We must put aside personal differences. The agenda must be solely about how to improve the lives of our people and get things done. And I'm quite excited and also relieved with the approach that Ntate Mashaba and Action SA have taken to ensure that, one, we all understand who the main enemy is for us, and that's the African National Congress. And to move them out of these positions of power is quite important to rescue the country and change the trajectory of the country. So it's quite important that we will be part of these coalition agreements and engage. So it requires, Clement, mature politicians to do this thing. It requires people who putting the interests of the people before their own political interest. So it requires that to some extent we need to work together. Yeah. And as we are doing in the coalition partnership in City of Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni, and City of Tshwane.
Yeah.
So the fact that Action SA can easily work with an EFF, a DA, who are finding each other on the very opposite and just refuse to work with each other. But we're able to just get things going. So for me, I'm encouraged by it, and I think we need leaders that are able to put the people first.
Yeah, Nkash on Twitter says, what's Bongani's handle? He speaks so well. Bongani's handle on Twitter is at Bongani Baloyi EM.
Yes.
Is that still the one?
Yes.
Yeah, you can go check him out on Twitter. Kustas Khotso, I see your calls. I see more of your voice notes. I'll get to them after this.
702.
The big story of the day.
With Clement Maniatela.
All right, let's continue with your calls. I still want to talk to Bongani about Midval people. So Gwen says, okay, where's that tweet? There's a tweet I wanted to read for you because, yeah, the listeners of this show can be really... Oh, here we go. Miss P says, Clement, please ask the Mr. Mayor what he thinks about the operations of those mayors of Emfuleni and Sidibeng. Why can't they learn from him, Mara? And also, please ask him if he's single.
I'm not single.
Well, he's in love with Action SA. Did you hear how he spoke about this party? So of course he's not single. Why did the mayors of Sidibeng and Emfuleni not learn from you? That's what this listener is asking.
I don't know. I mean, the concept of other people learning from you who put themselves up to the public and say, I'm ready to lead, is something foreign. I mean, it's not a help Magar type of thing. And people are paid top dollar to lead these institutions. And no one goes around probing them to go and do this thing. It's them through their part to say, I want to lead and I've got this vision and ideas and I want to implement. And then they don't. And it's partly because South Africans have a habit of not being interested in who they elect and interrogating further. They love the personalities that you can sing, dance, and probably others can sing, dance, and deliver a speech at the same time, and that wows you, not interrogating the idea further. So I really think part of the issues there is the incompetence and unethical leadership, yeah, and just people who are not capable of doing any leading. I mean, without speaking too bad about former colleagues, I mean, look at Mfuleni.
Mm.
You have a mayor now who's a first time, I think, a ward councillor,
mm,
who was equally shocked that he would become the mayor, did not expect that he would become the mayor.
Mm.
An election delivered a result that made him the mayor. Now he must deal with reviving such an institution that has been in the red for so long, has dilapidated, has completely collapsed, has been mismanaged. I mean, at some stage, ANC politicians were using and are still using that municipality as their own personal fiefdoms,
mm,
taking from the fiscus as they will, committing the municipality to dodgy contracts for kickbacks. I think if you think state capture, whereas what we're seeing from Justice Zondo is shocking, what will come out of what is happening in Mfuleni,
mm,
will make you realize that that is peanuts. State capture is peanuts. What is happening there is stuff that will get all of us standing properly.
Yeah. Khotso, you calling from Midrand. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. How are you, Dominic?
Keshab, how are you doing?
Great.
Hey, to my friend.
On all fairness, I know you have done superbly well. But what I needed to check with you, on all fairness, do you know what is? I want to comment on this. Do you know what is? A clean audit doesn't translate to service delivery. Doesn't translate to say you managed to deliver the service.
Mm.
For example, if you take your midvar and a complex municipality like Joburg or Tshwane, you will see what if we can take you there, you are going to find the going very difficult. Let alone issues of politics and everything. According to me, in political science, I class you under, you are not a politician, you are a functionary.
A functionary?
Yeah, a functionary.
What is a functionary?
Okay.
A functionary is someone who can put him anywhere, he will be able to deliver.
Yeah, maybe that's what we need, Khotso. Do we need politicians or functionaries, if functionaries are there to deliver?
Yeah. No. That is what I'm saying. In municipalities, you need functionaries like Abu Bongani,
mm,
because they will be able to deliver. But on a true fairness, if you take him to a complex municipality, like a Joburg or Tshwane,
mm,
you will find it difficult. The problem will be difficult.
All right, Khotso, thanks for your call in Midrand. Do you appreciate the complexities of the bigger municipalities?
Absolutely. In fact, they excite me. It's an exciting challenge, but the principles are the same in how you govern, how you manage, and how you allocate budget and ensure that you have got a very clean, efficient, and effective delivery methodology. Those things are the same. The size differs. But equally, it's quite important to have a strong articulation and clarity of what the purpose of the institution is and its reason for existence. So if you start from there as a point of departure, it's easier getting to an understanding of what you're doing. And I mean, if I think of the city of Johannesburg, it excites me because you think of the resource it has available of economists, very dedicated, competent people. In fact, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about what one could have been able to, the depth of getting into what makes a city tick and getting a city like that to a different level.
Yeah.
So that's the same type of energy that one is going to put on the question of Gauteng in resolving an offer for everybody else. And so definitely it would be a very different challenge, but the principles are the same. It would excite me. And equally as exciting as the prospect of the province of Gauteng. If when I'm a functionary or whatever, I don't mind what people label it to be, as long as I'm able to do the job. It's fine. In fact, it is very comforting for people to realize that I'm not a normal politician. I just want to get things done. I'm really tired with these grand speeches or things that are gimmicks. Let's just get the country working.
Mm-hmm.
And at the point things are working, we can engage in these frivolous debates and all these things, but let's just get things happening.
Kustas, you're in Midrand. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Clement, this is a refreshing
conversation, especially because this is a young man. Listen, welcome, Bongani, to Action SA.
But by the way, Bongani, Kustas is like the big campaigner of Action SA.
my brother. Thank you, my brother.
My questions, Clement, to him are two.
Yeah.
One is an outlook towards the country. Why he mentioned that old Zin is suffering from old age. He's just old. Why is it that then that South Africa is a country and trust its future to grandmas and grandpas who should have been at home by now? But guess what? They are sitting in parliament and they are sitting in presidency, some of them, even in cabinet. Is this the right way to go? And then the second question is, what damage has this old age politician done to our country in terms of its future? They are borrowing so much money that they will not be there to repay, but they will be paid by my kids. That was my question.
Kustas, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, look, I think without being too ages, but what we've seen in parliament is that there's been a major dereliction of duty. People, predominantly the ANC, have left it in God's hands. They are tired. They've got no ideas of how to respond to these things. They don't know shame. Now the issue, how much damage are they doing? I think it's significant damage, but we also need to have a fine balance of young people and various different people in government and leading.
Mm-hmm.
This is our country. So I'm an advocate of getting as much as possible young people getting involved in grassroots politics, in executive positions, so people can also see themselves in these things.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this foreign concept because we don't see ourselves. I mean, one person came to the office when I was still mayor wanting to meet me, and I met them in the corridor.
Mm.
And I told him, please have a seat and sit down. And the person said, no, I'm here to see the mayor. I told him, no worries, just sit. I didn't know it was me. So when eventually we met again in the office, he was so surprised and embarrassed that he treated me the way he treated me.
Was he a potential employee?
No, it was an investor coming to the area who did not realize that. He says, I didn't realize I'd be speaking to my son, someone who's my son's age. So I think we've really got to change these things that people see about leaders and politicians.
Yeah, well, thank you for making time, Bongani. Thanks for coming through, man.
It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah.
And I must thank all the listeners for allowing me to just share my thoughts. And good luck. And everybody, let's just get involved, whatever you decide. But preferably, come and join Action SA. Let's move the country forward.
All right. Come join Action SA, Bongani Baloyi says. We'll talk to you again as soon as they announce you as the premier candidate for Gauteng. Thanks for coming through.